By God's help, we're going to share some thoughts on bitter sweet. And here we have two glasses. This represents bitter, and this represents sweet. Now, if there was such a thing possible that you would drink this glass of bitterness, and your life would contain bitterness,
yes.
Bitter events, bitter things. Would you raise your hand if you would drink this glass? Sister Maxine, do you see any hands?
No.
Now, if you were to drink the contents in this glass that says sweet on it, and it would assure you that there would be events sweet through your life.
Yeah.
How many would want, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands. That might take some courage. But how many would want this,
yes,
and not this? Be honest. But most lives doesn't have all of this or all of this.
Yes.
They're very opposite. Night and day is opposite. Hot, cold, opposite. Bitter, sweet. They're opposites, aren't they?
Yes.
And is life a mixture of both?
Yes.
Remember the story of Naomi? She had some sweet in her life. As far as I know, her marriage was good.
Yes.
She had two sons. Life was probably, after they removed from Bethlehem going to Moab, they had adequate food, and they were probably sweet relationships between each of them.
Yes.
But God allowed her husband to die. Don't know how long of time lapsed until one of the sons died. Maybe she didn't really get recuperated from the grief of the husband until the son passed away. And I don't know how much time was between the first son's passing and the second son.
Yes.
But evidently, grief gripped Naomi pretty tightly.
Yes.
And her decision was, I'm going back to Bethlehem. And she started out with her two daughter-in-laws, Orpha and Ruth. Entreating them to go back to their idol gods and to their families. But Ruth wouldn't be separated.
Yes.
So really it wasn't a total bitter, because to have the companionship of Ruth, who evidently was very dedicated to her mother-in-law,
yes,
discerning that this woman is a woman of God, I want to be with her and worship her God rather than to return to my family that worships idols. But on her return, back to Bethlehem, and when the people recognized who she was, they called her. She let them know, don't call me anymore Naomi, but call me, what was it? Because that name meant bitterness. Well, if you find that verse, let me read the 19th, Ruth 19 and 20. So they too went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. And they said, is this Naomi? And she said unto them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. So Naomi had some sweet with her sons, her husband, but a God allowed bitterness to come into her life. She recognized that it was hard. Yes. It was difficult to lose the three men who had loved her, cherished her, and she in turn loved and cherished them. This was a very bitter thing for Naomi to encounter. But even in all of that, she did have some sweet mixed in with it because of the dedication of Ruth. And so God allowed this to happen in Naomi's life. And she probably enjoyed the little baby that God allowed her daughter-in-law to have, Ruth. And was he not the grandfather of David?
Yes.
So there was, it wasn't all bitter. Although she felt that the bitter outweighed the sweet, she felt like her name could be called Mara, that meant bitter. But she had some mixture there too, even though she had some very bitter. Take another individual, Job.
Yes.
The first part of listing the assets of Job in the first chapter of Job, he had camels, he had cattle, he had assets upon assets. He had 10 children. And he probably was the maybe admired individual around and about. He was very wealthy, had a wife, had family, had all these material assets. Life was probably real good for Job. Sweet, what could be called sweet. But God allowed some bitterness. He allowed all of his accumulation in animals to be taken. They didn't call it a tornado, but it was a whirlwind, didn't they call it?
Yes.
And where his sons and daughters were gathered together. There was this tornado or whirlwind, whichever you want to call it, that come and destroyed each of the children.
Yes.
Their lives were lost. Think of losing one child.
Yes.
Can be very difficult. But nine more. Receiving word of the loss of 10 children. If their bodies was recuperated, there were 10 graves somewhere.
Yes.
I was in Alabama and Tuscaloosa and was at a sister's house, and they had had a tornado that had caused damage in Tuscaloosa. And there was a woman's daughter. They never did find her body. And considerable time had lapsed. So I don't know if they recovered all the bodies of Job's children, but if they did or didn't, it was a terrible blow.
Yes.
A terrible blow for Job. He had a love for them. He had a desire for their good. He would sacrifice unto God for those children. So it was bound to have an emotional impact deeply upon him. Bitter, he had the sweet, and he was also tasting bitter now. He also tasted it even further in that his body became infected with boils.
Yes.
And they weren't just one or two, but they were from the top of his head all the way to the soles of his feet. Have you thought of it? When Job would want to walk, he had to walk on boils. When he wanted to lay down, he had to lay down on boils. Bitter? And they probably oozed corruption. Smelly corruption. His face probably was distorted with the boils. The smell may have helped his wife suggest. And maybe this was the most bitter of all. Curse God and die. Curse God and take your life.
Yes.
He had a lot of bitter, didn't he, to deal with?
Is
anyone here today had that amount of bitterness, losses, difficulties, hardships? Can we say that we have somewhat went through what Job had? At any rate, he had a lot of bitter. But the last part of his life got sweet again. And it's telling about it in Job. Is it the 42nd chapter of Job? Chapter 12th verse. And such a remarkable thing that Job, through all of the bitterness, all of the bitter things that he encountered, he held his integrity with God.
Yes.
He didn't turn loose, throw in the towel, so to speak. But he held true to his integrity with God. It's outstanding, folks.
Yes.
It is outstanding that a man who had all of this difficulty and bitterness to enter into his life, to hold his integrity with God. Instead of his wife saying, "Honey, I believe in you, and I believe in your God, and sometime this is going to end. It's going to be over, and there'll be a bright day again in your life and my life." But instead of Job's wife taking that attitude, she suggested he curse God and die. So he had some bitter, bitter things to face. But through it all, holding the integrity, and it comes to pay off. Payday come. 42 and 12. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camel, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she asses. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. So the end was sweet. Yes. So there was that mixture of sweet, bitter, and sweet again. Another individual, Jacob.
Yes.
He had a mixture of sweet and bitter. He had 12 sons in which he loved. One he loved above the others. But the one he loved the most, he assumed that he had got killed by a wild animal. And it was so bitter to him that he refused to be comforted. He was so caught up in his emotional grief that he would not be comforted. He grieved continually.
Yes.
He wouldn't be comforted. So he did have some bitter. But it wasn't all bitter. He had a vision one time when he was fleeing for safety of his life, he thought. God allowed him to have a great vision of angels coming down a ladder. And when he awoke, a dream it was, and when he woke up, he recognized that God's presence has been here. Didn't he call it Bethel?
Yes.
So that was a sweet experience. Jacob's life was not all bitter. There was that mixture. And when he received word that his son still lived, Joseph,
yes.
And Joseph, Pharaoh, the number one man in Egypt, wanted his family in a time of famine where they lived to come and dwell and to be sustained with life. Was that sweet?
Yes.
The whole family, you're welcome to come, and you don't have to have another hunger pain. You don't have to wonder, are you going to be able to avoid starvation? And so that was something sweet, wasn't it?
Yes.
And a bonus, you will see before your eyes the son that you love so dearly.
Yes.
You will be united with him again. So could you see that there is the mixture there of sweet and bitter in Jacob's life? But in the 47th chapter of Genesis, this top man in Egypt asked Jacob how old he was. It's in the 47th chapter and the 8th verse. And Pharaoh said unto Jacob, how old art thou? And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. And he considered that just a few. Few and evil have the days of the years of my life been. Shame on Jacob. Here he's having the opportunity to testify of God's blessings upon his life, and he's calling his days few and evil. He had a memory bank that was reeking with lament. Instead of him thinking of, yes, I've had bitterness, but I've also had good things. Yes. And not all of my days have been evil. But here he's venting that to this Pharaoh that his days have been few, and he's 130 years old, and evil have been my days. So instead of recognizing God's mixture, he was dwelling on the negative.
Yes.
May God help us that we'll be able to see the sweet.
Yes, amen.
Those who are saved have something sweet in their life, don't they?
Yes.
Does the song say, salvation is the sweetest thing that mortals ever found. My soul can never cease to sing. So, and we had a little prayer meeting at my apartment last Wednesday evening, and Sister Sarah and Ashley and Levi attended, and Sister Sarah wanted to sing 192. How sweet is my walk with Jesus. Now, Sister Sarah has explained some of her physical difficulties in our presence, as well as the fact that they've had a house for sale for how long, Sister Maxine?
Almost a year.
Almost a year, and haven't had a real serious buyer. But she wanted not to sing, oh Lord, you don't know all the trouble I've been in, or whatever that song is. She wanted to sing, how sweet is my walk with Jesus.
Yes.
This is Brother Warner's song, and I don't think his life was all sweet. Brother Warner had some hard things. Didn't one time he have to escape a mob that wanted to kill him? And you know, if you work for the Lord, listen up, Brother Dan, it's not all sweet, is it?
No.
Is it all sweet? Mm-mm. There's some bitter. But Brother Warner was the one that wrote this song. How sweet is my walk with Jesus. What blessed blessings he breathes on me. We walk in the golden morning. And oh, how my soul is free. And onward together we journey. As swiftly the moments fly. I sing of his love at evening. As twilight illumines the sky. How sweet is my walk with Jesus. His whispers of peace I hear. His banner of love is o'er us, and angels are hovering near. Doesn't sound like he's remembering the bitter things, does it? I walk in the light with Jesus. He shines in the narrow way. The shadows of sin are vanished. I walk in the light of day. How sweet is my walk with Jesus. I love all the way he trod. Embraced in his sweet communion, I walk with the Son of God. I turn from the paths of pleasure and closer to Jesus press. I walk with my dear Redeemer in his perfect holiness. So those who choose to have salvation, be saved, there may be some bitter things.
Yes.
And some things that you have to hold your integrity. But there's some sweetness too. Salvation has some sweetness in it. And to those who live in sin, there's bitterness. If you'll turn to 390, the bitterness of sin has a very stinging consequence. It says, I will part with thee, O Master, this is my firm resolve, and I'll boldly state my reason why we must dissolve. Now, this goes on to tell the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death and woe and bitter remorse.
Yes.
I found it so. Bitter, bitter, bitter remorse and woe. I served thee long and faithful. Confessed you were my Lord. All your ways were dark and painful. And what is my reward? And then it goes on to tell the wages of sin or death. I've given time and talent, my health and honor too, and exposed my soul to torment. And what did you bestow? You have flattered me and promised much pleasure in my reign. I have sown and reaped the harvest. Now, what my wretched gain? While beneath your doleful bondage, how oft your father came, saying there is no passage out of your dark domain. And then the last verse is the good one, the sweet one. But the blood of my Redeemer has saved me through and through. So in Jesus' name forever, I bid all sin adieu. So the contrast of Brother Warner's song and the experience of walking sweetly with Jesus, and then this contrast of a life of sin. A life where the enemy don't want you to escape his bondage. What a contrast. And it said bitter remorse and woe. And it's not just bitter remorse and woe in this life. But if a person dies in their sins, it's bitter for all eternity. No mixture to those who die in sin. It is all bitter then. The wages of sin are death. And it's all bitter in eternity if you die in your sins. No sweetness at all. Burning in a lake of fire, ongoing, is not any chance of being any sweet in it. It's all bitter, bitter, bitter. And the regrets that I'm here and no escape and I could have avoided this. Would that be remorseful?
Yes.
Eternal remorse and eternal woe. So, if you're here today and you're saved, and some bitter things have crossed your path, yeah. Hold your integrity with God.
Amen.
Be like Job. One time he felt a desperation. I really need to feel him. And so he went forward. Did he feel him? Backward. Don't pay to go backward to try to feel him. On each side, I want to feel him. But he couldn't in any way. It just felt like that he couldn't feel him. Desperation. I want to feel him, but I can't feel him. You know, we can't see God with our eyes or feel him with our hands. But we still need to trust in him that he's there. So Job come to the conclusion, though he slay me, want to feel him so bad, cannot do it. It's difficult. But though he slay me, yet will I trust him.
Amen.
Make that up in our minds. May God help us. Though bitter things may come, and if you have all sweet things, never any bitter or difficult things to face in life, would you stand up and tell us your secret? That you have all sweet things. You know, there was a song, I don't know how many years ago. Oh, what a wonderful feeling. Everything's going my way. I don't find that to be reality in my life. But if it's in your life a reality that everything goes your way, you get all green lights, you never have any stuck zippers or any difficulties, would you stand up and let us know that?
Yes.
But we probably have some things that is bitter and difficult, and we really need God in those times. And may God bless us like Lazarus, the beggar. And he had boils too. He had sores anyway. And they oozed corruption. Did the rich man send somebody out with some soothing oil? Did he have some servant to come out and bring him some of his steak, lobster, whatever? Did he share it? Said he desired the crumbs. Did he get any of the crumbs? He had some bitter things, didn't he? Penniless. Sores?
Yes.
Maybe he was homeless. But he had a relationship with God. That's what counts, folks.
Amen.
Yes.
The day he died, maybe he died at the rich man's gate. But he had a relationship with God.
Yes.
And God dispatched angels to come and bear his soul to paradise.
Yes,
and there he was at rest. He had peace then, and he had rest. The dogs didn't have to lick another sore of Lazarus.
Yes.
He was safe in paradise. But it was not so with the rich man. For when he died, he may have had the greatest mode of funeral, chariots carrying him to this burial place. He was buried. But the angels didn't come and bear him to paradise. Where he ended up was in a bitter place because he chose the bitter way of sin. So may God bless us that we will choose to have a sweet eternity.
Yes.
In life, there's bitter and sweet. But may God help us to live in a way that in eternity, it'll be all sweet and no bitter. For those who die without Christ, it'll be all bitter and no sweet. Yes. Think of it. And the earlier person realizes that salvation is the way to live, the better. I'm around old people frequently that have chose the bitter.
Yes.
And I believe their fate will be sealed bitterly. They don't have concern in their soul. There's a reason why it says, remember your Creator in the days of your youth.
Yes, amen.
To choose the sweet things. Oh, you'll have some bitter. But if you choose the way of sin, bitter remorse and woe. 137, Brother Orr wrote a song. I do not pray that life be spent on flowery beds of ease.
Yes.
That's kind of a vain prayer, isn't it? For a person to pray that life be spent on flowery beds of ease. I only pray that Christ may guide across the stormy seas. I do not pray that flowers may bloom. See, flowers are something cheerful. They send them to sick people while they're in a recuperating time. They send flowers because they're kind of lifting to the spirit. But he's not even praying for the flowery beds or the flowers to bloom along my pilgrim way. I only asked that Christ may guide my footsteps, lest I stray. If thou, O Lord, if thou will lead me by the hand and guide my trembling feet, for thee, O Christ, I'll gladly drink the bitter with the sweet. What though my life be peace or pain, 'twill only soon be o'er. I want to walk the way that leads to heaven's eternal shore. Our Father, thank you that you can help us in those bitter places of life. The events, perhaps it's out there in the future, of each one of us that might be bitter for whatever reason. You might permit it to come our way. Please help us that the bitter things that we've already encountered by your grace can be overcome. That we would not have laments like Jacob, that evil has been our days. Would you help us that whether it's sweet or bitter, that the grace of God will keep us in both times, and that we will be true to you. And should we ever get in a situation that Job was in, where he felt like he was being slain of God, yet we would trust you. Help us, Lord, that we might be faithful, true, all the way through life.
Yes.
And have a sweet eternity forever and ever. Help us to keep heaven in view. One song says, if thy is thy troubled heart oppressed, heavy laden, sick and sore,
yes,
look away across the sea. Help us, Lord. We need you at all times. Would you bless these thoughts to be a blessing to each one? We ask these favors in Jesus' name. Amen. I do not pray that life be spent on